Dreaming of a white Santa. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Megyn Kelly is defending last week's comment on Fox News that Santa is white. She points out that it was merely her tongue-in-cheek response to a tongue-in-cheek op-ed written by an African-American who was lamenting that very fact, that in America, anyway,
the most commonly depicted image of Santa does, in fact, have white skin. By the way, I also did say Jesus was white. As I've learned in the past 2 days, that is far from settled.
Indeed you did, and indeed it is not. For one thing, there's a little matter of the first commandment, which says, thou shalt not make any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, where Jesus is, which tells me that God himself does not want us to know his son's race. Although, he probably had a typical darker Middle Eastern complexion because Judas had to go up to him and kiss him to tip off the arresting officers. And if Jesus had looked European, Judas could have just stood at a distance and said, go arrest the white guy. But as for Santa and Santa's race, I want to put in a plug for our family tradition, which was that you never saw the real Santa. According to my dad, who worked on Madison Avenue and knew something about advertising, the Santas in the ads and in the department stores were actually Santa's helpers. Even as a five-year-old, I'd figured out that Macy's and Gimbel's couldn't both have the real Santa. And also, as I recall, any journalist, if they truly thought there were children in the audience, would never presume to issue declarations on family traditions that were none of their business. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.